الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. As we go through life, we see that it's filled with trials and experiments, meaning we're often exposed to these trials and experiments or given the opportunity to experiment. And the purpose is so that we can determine what's best for us rather than necessarily get stuck in the trial or in the experiment in and of itself. So let me give you an example that maybe would apply to a lot of people. We all probably have a car, and when I'm making a decision about which car to purchase, I'll normally go and explore, search online, do a little bit of research, and I'll visit a few dealerships and I'll test drive different cars. And the idea behind this is essentially it's an experiment for myself to determine which car will best suit the needs that I have. Is this going to fulfill my own needs? For instance, getting me to work or commute or dropping the children off, or maybe I have it for vacation or for leisure. And then I eventually test a few things out, and then eventually I decide that, you know, this is what's best for me, and then I choose a car and then I either purchase it or I lease it. I don't get stuck in that test drive phase indefinitely. Because if I get stuck in this test drive phase, then I'm never going to actually be able to accomplish those things in life that are important to me. I'm not going to actually then be able to, you know, take my kids to work or to school or get myself to work or bring groceries home. I have to actually take that step, purchase or lease the vehicle, and then it's that vehicle that will allow me to attain all of the goals that I need. But, you know, there's so many cars out there, and all of them do fulfill everyone's need to some degree. But what's best for me may not be what's necessarily best for someone else. The car that suits me best may not necessarily be the car or the vehicle that suits someone else. I have to decide through this testing and experimenting phase which one's best for me, and then I pick it and I stick with it, and that's it. But if every single year I'm thinking this over and over again, I go to the car show or the auto show and I'm looking at all the cars and I still can't decide, the next year I do the same thing, the next year I do the same thing, years go by and I'm kind of left without what I need in order to accomplish those things that are necessary in my life. You know, you can use this example, you know, in so many different things. You know, you don't go to the store shopping for a laptop indefinitely. Eventually you decide, you know what, this one works for me, it seems to suit my needs. I'm going to purchase it, I'm going to stick with it, and that's it. You don't just indefinitely keep exploring and searching. I'll give a personal example, and let me just try to, so I'm giving you a very broad picture here. Let me narrow the scope down a little bit now. This is in my own life, for example. In my own personal example would be, you know, I'm a neurologist, and as a neurologist, there's this period of time where you go through training, and after that training is complete, there's still this expectation that I'm going to keep up with what's up to date. Right? What's like the newest in terms of research? What's the newest in terms of clinical care and clinical treatments? And I'm no longer enrolled in an institution to be able to train me in that way, but there has to be some method or system to be able to do it. There's books out there. There's journals out there. There are curricula out there. There are conferences out there. There are so many different things. But I have to stick with one thing that will actually work for me. So initially, you sample different things. Maybe you try one conference out and see, this is the conference I need to go to consistently because this will keep me up to speed. Or maybe this series or this webinar that happens every month is what's useful to me, and I'm going to grasp onto this. I'm going to fully take benefit from it. Me personally, there's a particular resource that I have that I know that when I'm connected to this resource, I will remain connected to my field. And when I disconnect myself from this particular resource, I know I'm going to be disconnected from my field. So everyone has this for themselves as well, right? And that is that there is a window of time where a person should try an experiment to determine what's best for them. But eventually they have to move past that window and not get stuck in that window. And they actually have to find what really does work for them and commit to it, because that resource will provide them with the goals that they're trying to accomplish in life. So in Deen, similarly, we sort of have this opportunity to try and experiment as well. But the goal isn't to get stuck in this experiment phase, and that's where many of us are stuck. The goal is to try to determine, of all of the resources in Deen that are available for the community, which resource is most useful for me to be able to accomplish my goals? And how can I commit myself fully to that resource rather than stay in this phase where I'm constantly trying and testing out the waters to see what's widely and generally available for the community? Does that make sense? So, you know, broadly speaking, this is, you know, kind of what the Sahaba did as well to some degree. Every Sahaba had their own sort of flavor, had their own personality, had their own things that were, they were good at. Obviously, the unifying theme for them, the unifying resource of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there was always a little bit of variability amongst them, but they knew what was best for them, and they fully pursued that to be able to accomplish their own goals. Now, the question is, how do I determine if a particular resource in Deen is something that's useful for me? Right? How do I know, like, when I'm testing and experimenting, what exactly am I looking for? And the answer is very simple. I know we make it complicated, but the answer is very simple. And that is, does this resource, I'm using the word resource broadly, I'm going to break it down, I'm going to narrow it down further. Does this resource, number one, increase me in my deeds? Right? And number two, does this resource draw me closer to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? Meaning, I try this. Which one of these things makes me more regular in my a'mal? And which one of these things makes me closer to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Once I find that one thing, that's it. I'm no longer in test drive phase. I'm no longer in trial and experimenting phase. I know that this is going to accomplish my life goal, which is to do a'mal and to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't need to go and search elsewhere beyond this. I've already found it. This is established. This is for me. So it's really important that we try something and say, you know what, this, if it does, no, okay, so I commit to something or I'm trying and experimenting, and if I find that my exposure to this resource isn't necessarily bringing a'mal or sunnah into my life, then I have to move on and find something else that works for me. But if I'm looking at and analyzing my life, and there's a little bit of analysis that's required here, if I notice that when I'm consistently connected to this resource, that I am noticing an improvement in my deeds, and I am noticing that the sunnah is now coming into my life, I don't need to continue looking. I commit to this and I take steps forward and I move forward. Now, our issue is that, especially because of the freedoms that we have, and it's such a blessing of Allah that there are so many freedoms, that there's a plethora of resources available in Deen today, right? I mean, it's with the advent of technology and things, you can literally access anything that you want in Deen. And be able to access it. Access this scholar, that experience, this event, that conference, this video. It's unlimited, right? And so you can almost, and so because there's so many resources available, it keeps us in this trial and test phase. And we never want to move past it. Now, it's acceptable and it's a blessing that we have so many resources because everyone is different than the next person. What's going to necessarily bring me toward the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and toward increasing in my deeds may be different than the person next to me. So at a community level or a communal level, it's necessary that the community have different options for different people, all with the ultimate goal of increasing deeds in sunnah, right? But at a personal level, it doesn't mean that I now have to participate in every single one of these community opportunities. And I'm saying community very broadly. I don't have to watch this one YouTube video that somehow influenced someone in a positive way and think that that's necessarily going to be what I need to do as well. Just because it, you know, maybe influenced, or let's say that it created a spark in one person, doesn't mean that it's going to create that spark in me. I don't have to read every article that's forwarded my way. I don't have to attend every community event. I don't have to necessarily participate and partake of all these things because I've already decided this is what works for me. The resources should be available for the community. But on an individual level, if I'm looking for more, then I have to identify that one thing that I find has truly connected me to Allah in such a way that my deeds have increased or are increasing, and number two, the sunnah is coming into my life. Once I found it, that's it. I have to commit fully. And I have to make every effort to commit fully. And then I have to remove everything else that's available as a resource in deen, because now all of those things become a distraction for me. They're a resource for other people, but for me, they become a distraction. I should know they're available so that I can encourage other people toward those things. But for me personally, many of these things become a distraction. Right? Because now I'm always surface level with everything. I'm interested in testing this out and trying that flavor and experimenting with this. And I'm just constantly in this test drive phase. Then on a personal level, I'm not really developing myself. And the, again, and I'm it's probably the fourth or fifth time I'm mentioning this. The way to know if this is the right resource for me is simply two things. One is, when I'm consistently interacting with this resource, number one, am I noticing that my deeds are increasing or becoming more consistent? And number two, is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ coming into my life? So we should ask ourselves this question with anything that we do, right? We should analyze our lives. And it's interesting because there are people that obviously I interact with and we all interact with that are, you know, have lived 20 years or 30 years or 40 years, and now they're, you know, at that age, or even in their 20s for that matter, and they're still experimenting, you know, seeing, you know, tasting a little bit of this and tasting a little bit of that and trying a little bit of this and trying a little bit of that. But they're still in the test drive phase. And then their life is going to go by, our life is going to go by, and we're not going to be in our 60s and our 70s and we're still in that exact same phase. The purpose was never to keep driving or test driving. The purpose was to commit. So I need to look at my own life. I need to look at my own experience. I look back the last 10 years or the last 15 years or the last 3 years or the last 20 years. What exposures have I had to deen in terms of resources? And I noted that when I was consistently connected to this resource, it truly brought me closer to Allah in the form of deeds and sunnah. I need to find what that is in my own life, in my own experience, and then I have to connect with that and fully connect to it, right? So for instance, let me just give you a few examples so that maybe this makes, to bring this sort of home. Maybe for me, it's that when I consistently listen to the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, or I consistently read a book of seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, that this is what carries me throughout the year. And this is what keeps me connected to this deen. This is what encourages me towards my deeds, and this is what encourages me towards the sunnah. That means this resource for me is essential. For someone else, it may not be necessary that they revisit the seerah consistently. But for me, if I feel that this seerah is what drives me, then I have to be consistently connected to the seerah in a concerted fashion. And every other opportunity in deen has to then disappear from my life, because the seerah is what's keeping me connected. For another person, it may be that visiting the Haramain or going to Umrah is that one thing that really does motivate them in such a way that, number one, it consistently increases their deeds, and then number two, it motivates them toward the sunnah. That means that I have to design my life in such a way that I'm consistently making an effort to visit the Haramain. That means my money needs to be saved for that. I need to plan time off well in advance for this, because I know this is the resource that's essential for me. This is the resource that's essential for me. It may not be for someone else. Someone else may be able to visit the haram once every 5 or 10 years and be able to remain fully connected to their deeds and their sunnah. For some people, they need to go every 6 months because this is what's connecting them. We have to analyze and decide, this is what I need. You know, for someone else, it may be a particular gathering where they say that this gathering is essential. When I'm consistently connected to this gathering, this is where my deeds stay up high, and this is where the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ stays in my life. So I have to make the time, block out my schedule, and make sure that I'm never disconnecting myself from this gathering. Or it could be from a person, you know, that this individual, when I'm in this person's company, when I'm in this person's, when I'm interacting with this person, I notice that my deeds are consistent, and I notice the sunnah of the Prophet is in my life. So for every person, the resource is going to be different, right? And this is the beauty of our deen, is that there's so much variety in resources that are available. But not every resource is for me. But it is up to me to decide which resource is going to make me successful permanently. Which resource is it that it's going to make me successful permanently? And when I find that, I have to hold on to it with, like, you know, hold on to it like I would as if I was hanging off of a cliff and there was only one rope available. I have to hold on to it, and I have to maximize on it, and I have to design my life around that one consistent thing. Because it's then and only then that I'm really going to be able to dig further into deen. Otherwise, I'm always going to remain at the superficial level that the broader community generally remains at. So the take home for all of us, right, is that although in life we were given so many opportunities to try and test things out, and the purpose of this is to determine which of the options that are available for humanity is good for me. It's not to remain in the test and experimenting phase indefinitely. Once I identify that this is good for me, that's what I'm going to use to be able to accomplish my goals in life. And in deen, similarly, there are so many options and resources that are available that it almost confuses us today. All I need to do is identify that this resource, does it, number one, increase me in my deeds? Meaning, do I notice that when I'm connected to this resource, I come to the masjid more consistently? My salah is always prayed on time. I don't let the Qur'an down, you know, before I won't let it, I will not go to bed before I interact with the Qur'an. I notice that I'm able to hold my tongue back, you know, unnecessarily, right? I'm noticing improvement in my deeds. And number two, I'm noticing when I'm consistently connected to this resource, I'm consistently connected to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sunnah as well. I found it, I stick with it, I dig deep, I milk that resource, I take whatever I can from it, right? And if I ever notice that maybe this isn't for me anymore, then I transition to something else. So, practically, we should all analyze our lives so that we don't sort of remain at this level and that we begin to look back at our own life and say, what was it, or who was it, or what experience was it that I felt truly motivated me toward deen? And how is it that I design my life around this resource so that I don't have to remain in this experimental phase? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and I the tawfiq to value the resources that He's provided for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to connect with whatever resource He's given us so that we may increase in our a'mal and increase in our following of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an opportunity to analyze our lives in such a way that it's for our own rectification. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين